Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. Lots of news in the robocall world this week. As the FTC announced it was blocking some, planning to block more robocalls. Verizon also saying it's getting ready to clamp down on potentially hundreds of millions of robocalls. We thought we'd talk this over this morning with Jackie Wattles, who's a reporter at CNN Business, a correspondent at CNN Business. A lot of companies, AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, all want to do something about this and are all making moves. Jackie, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a very timely conversation. I don't know if people saw this over the last couple of weeks, or maybe it was maybe a month ago, but the it was just a week or so ago. The CEO of AT&T was giving a talk at the Economic Club of Washington, and his phone rang, and it may have been a robocall. I don't know if it was staged or not, but it shows that we're all sort of not immune, if it was real, to these robocalls.
Right, exactly. Some studies, a recent one had it as many, nearly $50 billion perhaps made last year, which was a 57% increase over the year before. People are not, it's not unusual to hear people say that they get, one or more of these a day, actually.
So what are the companies doing? I know you've been writing about this and reporting on it, AT&T, Comcast, we saw Verizon this week. Talk about this as well. Are they making any meaningful push forward to stop some of these calls?
Sure. Well, it's a difficult issue. What everyone is saying, at least from the telecom industry side, is that they're banking pretty heavily on a new technology that's going to roll out over the rest of this year, which is going to help regulators and others really track and better understand spoofers. And those are the people you're probably familiar, the robocallers that can call your phone and make it look like they're calling from a number that's really similar to your own phone number. It's commonly called neighborhood spoofing or something like that, and it can even make it look like they're calling from your own number. And robocallers that use that technique are able to skirt caller ID. They're able to mask where they're actually calling from. And this has really been a big problem for regulators and for the telecom industry trying to crack down, because you don't know exactly which numbers are bad actors, and you don't know, which calls might be spoofed for a good reason. For example, your pharmacist and a lot of businesses will spoof calls, in order to use a more preferred outgoing number. But this new technology is an industry-wide collaboration. So a lot of different major telecom companies, AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, all the big names you think of, were working on this tool. And they're supposed to implement it this year and help folks that report bad actors, flag the telephone numbers that are actually from, the scammers and the fraudsters.
Yeah, I was left wishing that I was a Verizon customer this week, because they announced back in January and then confirmed this week, too, that this app that they have, that had until I think recently been a paid app, is now going to be free to everyone with an iPhone and Android device. It may cut out nearly 300 million calls. That's the kind of thing I think consumers might want to hear more about.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's actually quite a bit on the marketplace right now. What Verizon did was make some of its apps free that can help filter out some of these spam calls. And AT&T actually already does something extremely similar, and they already had some features free as well. So it kind of brings Verizon more in line with AT&T. But almost all big wireless carriers have this type of app. There's also some third-party apps. One's called Nomo Robo, and there's another one called RoboKill, or RoboKiller, I believe. And these can help. These can definitely help, flag very suspicious numbers and pretty obvious robocallers and spammers. But they don't catch everything. So it's definitely true that even if you have one of these apps, you're still not going to have, a very peaceful 100% peaceful, phone service.
Yeah. And then we're all looking, too, to the FCC. I know that the FCC has said it wants to get some of this under control, but it really has not been successful until now, has it?
Right. And that's what I was talking about with the tool that all of the industry has been working on. It's actually called Stir Shaken, and it's kind of just a fun name to refer to this tool that's supposed to better identify spoofers, because spoofing has been the big reason that it's been so hard to track and ban robocallers.
Part of the thing, too, is that not all robocalls are illegal. I think that's important for people to understand. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So robocalls are pretty common. You might get them from your pharmacist or, some local schools might use them to sort of send out a message to a bunch of people that is legitimate and important and you want. And there are some tools being built in to make sure that those aren't filtered out as well. You know, with the existing apps, it is still possible that you might miss some robocalls. None of these apps are completely perfect at filtering. But that's what the industry is working on. This new tool they're rolling out this year, the FCC has said that if, all of the major telecom giants don't implement this new anti-spoofing technology by the end of the year, then they're going to consider more regulations. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai has said that, pretty much promised on that one. So,
yeah, and do we have any idea what that might look like? More fines or some sort of tighter rules, I guess, would be the least likely in that?
He hasn't said. I think he's pretty much trusting the industry on this one. You might have seen John Oliver, kind of the comedian, kind of kicked up this issue again. He, on a recent episode of Last Week Tonight, his HBO show, he sort of tried to poke fun at the FCC for not doing enough and set up his own robocalls to bug the commissioners every few minutes and remind them that they need to crack down harder on this issue. But even before that happened, robocalls were at such high volume last year. The FCC was well aware of the issue, and the telecom industry had actually already been underway developing this new anti-spoofing tool that's supposed to make, filtering and blocking apps much more effective. So if I had to guess, I'd say that, most companies are well aware and they're ready to roll out this tool. Verizon announced yesterday that it would be the first to roll out the anti-spoofing tool on its wireless network. So there is hope on the way, and the industry, at least for its part, says it's very dedicated to getting better.
Well, Jackie, we've got our fingers crossed here. I think all of us listening, everybody listening this morning probably is hoping for the best outcome here. So we'll see how it goes, and we appreciate you being with us to talk about it this morning.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Jackie Waddles with CNN Business, where she covers tech and commercial space flight and business. We're going to link out to the story on this that Jackie's written about robocalls, too, so you can learn more about some of these technologies and some of the efforts to fight robocalls.